Coffee and Cars with Beck and Rach.
Well, I'm really glad we had our coffee before we began this conversation because in some instances I feel like it literally makes me nauseated. I have got to buy a new vehicle and I am really over how I'm being treated in the dealerships. Like, I am a 13-year-old who needs my father's permission to proceed with even looking at a vehicle. That's okay, we'll survive. We're following another car, it's fine.
I am with you on that.
Yeah.
I cringe. I hate the thought of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really over it. Particularly, I have my own money. I actually understand what I'm looking for in a car. But if one more person says to me, would you like to bring your partner? I think I'm going to punch them in the face.
I hate that.
I know.
It's ridiculous. I'm a fairly good negotiator.
Yeah.
And I just find it so frustrating every time that I've been in. They just don't, they're not willing to negotiate. And I've walked out of a number of dealerships because they're just not willing to come to the party and they're quite dismissive. And
well, I don't know whether it's, I don't know. I mean, we're looking, I mean, the price tag and the price range that I'm looking at, I would think it's, you know, in my world it's pretty average. For some people, obviously, it's not. But, you know, I'm looking to spend between $65,000 and $70,000 on a new vehicle.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to spend less than that if I can find something that I like. I would like to spend less than that.
Mm.
The thing that I think I find the most frustrating is I can't even get anybody to offer me a glass of water or a cup of coffee by the time I make it in through the dealership doors and I'm looking for information.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah, and it's funny because I've got a friend who actually just bought a brand new car on the weekend for his wife and even he experienced
really
at one dealership, yeah.
So it's not just me.
No.
Not my imagination.
I think it probably happens a bit more to women, but I also think to younger people. So this person is under 30, and it's almost like there's this attitude of, you're not a serious buyer. And he ended up going to another dealership and with the same manufacturer, but different suburb, and had a great experience. But this other particular one basically wasn't interested at all, and they were in the market to buy.
Yeah.
He would have bought a car from them that day, and this guy just basically dismissed him and told him that he had another appointment, so, you know, he couldn't help him anyway. And
I guess, you know, we need to think about it from the salesman's point of view. How many tire kickers would they get in a day?
You know what? They probably get a lot, but I think you need to accept that that's part of what you do and go into each inquiry thinking that it could result in a sale. I think it's really bad to stereotype people based on how they might look to you as they come into the dealership. I'm, you know, a young woman that might not look like I've...
Did you call yourself young?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I am. I don't look my age.
Okay.
But, I mean, I could have a ton of money behind me.
Yeah, but I guess that's the thing, you know. I'm turning up and I'm in a pair of jeans and a T-shirt and, you know, a pair of boots and, you know, probably, you know, no offence people, but it's Saturday. I am not out to shine on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, well, you don't have to go in full hair and makeup to
put well, maybe that's what they need to see.
Yeah, but even then, I don't think they take you seriously.
Maybe the tip is to go during the middle of the week, because when I did change dealerships to go in and have a look, I might have gone in early on a Tuesday morning, and we're talking early as in 10:30, which is early dealership time, and I got the result I wanted, so maybe that's the trick, just avoid the weekends, but I suppose not everyone can do that.
Well, that's the thing, if you work Monday to Friday, it's not really, you're not going to take a day out of your annual leave just to go and buy a car.
No, but can you use your sick leave?
So Australian. It's like a sickie to go buy a car.
Yeah. And I think too what we need to look at is the whole online, which is what we're trying to do. So rather than, I guess that's the thing, you do kind of have to go into there fully equipped with more information these days of what it is you want and how it is that you want it to be.
Well, yeah, and I think these dealers need to stop underestimating all their customers, not just women.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not a car expert by any means, but, you know, I know what I want in a car. I've usually done my research before I've gone into the dealership anyway, and I've narrowed it down to maybe one or two different models from different car makers that I want to look at. So I've got an idea of what I want. I kind of, you know, I understand engine sizes and, you know, those sort of specs about the car. I may not know what a camshaft is, but, you know,
Who does?
Like, do you need to when you buy a car? Not really.
No.
Yeah, it's, I can see how a lot of people don't relish the idea or thought of going into a car dealership to purchase a vehicle.
Well, I guess our tip is this. Do as much research as you can online, like we do.
Yes.
Be prepared with any questions that you think that are not currently being answered.
Yes. And take your husband or dad with you.
Just kidding.
I think if you go in and be really confident and sort of go in there on a
mission. Do you want to be pressured? I think that's the problem. When you go in with so much confidence, then all the pressure sales come with that. The pressure sales tactics then come with that.
Yeah, but that's when you've got to learn to take the emotion out of it.
Point taken.
See, if you go in, where people fall down, and this is across the board, is they get so emotionally attached and they want the car so badly that they'll agree to anything where they probably should have kept pushing back. You've got to do that old trick of you put your business card on the table and you say, when you're prepared to come to the table here and do a deal, give me a phone call and you walk out. And they freak out.
And there are all those things. Like people are saying, you know, go towards the end of the month when, you know, but I just kind of think you want what you want to. It's a normal shopping experience and there's all little tricks you can get, and we've got an article on it on the website, obviously, but if they're not respecting you within the first 4 minutes of walking in the door, then it's your responsibility to walk out. There are plenty of other places to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you keep going until you find a dealership that you feel comfortable with. And I think the best thing, too, is to talk to people that you know that have bought cars recently or even not so recently and find out what their experience is. But, yeah, like, I think word of mouth is a really powerful thing.
Yeah.
And if you know people that have bought cars, you know, in the last 12 months, say, I would talk to them and find out what their experience was like. And if they had a great experience, go to that dealership, ask for that salesperson. Tell them that your friend or your family member or whoever it was had been down there, had a fantastic experience. They're probably going to be more inclined to look after you the same way.
I just think, you know, the way the world is today too, I actually don't ever need to step foot in a dealership.
Yeah.
There is so much I'm able to do online.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the thing. I suppose, do I want to waste my Saturdays and my Sundays out there looking? Probably not.
No.
But I will say to everyone, do not buy a car without test driving it.
Because
there are some cars where I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
I have gotten into it and thought, I am so glad I never bought this car.
Yep. Yeah, I don't understand how anyone would just go and buy a car without test driving it.
No. And everyone's idea of what is great is different. I'm sure there's some of the cars that we love, other people are going to go, really? You two are nuts, that is terrible. And we've thought they were fantastic.
Yep.
So.
Interesting.
Okay, so what are the takeaways? Shop around online before you shop around in the car yards.
Do your research.
Do your research. Talk to your people. And research does not have to be online. Talk to the people that you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always test drive before you commit to purchasing. And you don't necessarily have to buy new.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah.
I think so. Good takeaways, Beck.
Yeah, well, takeaways, more importantly, is the coffee that we need to get to.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we've just come from coffee.
That's right. We need more coffee. And don't forget to check out, if you want feedback and you want reviews or you want us to have a look at something for you, feedback@behindthewheel.com.au.
And you can visit the website at behindthewheel.com.au for all our car reviews.
Excellent.